We all know that life isn't fair, but it doesn't mean it's easy to accept that fact. In fact, it can be quite frustrating when life isn't fair. And little kids are some of the best at pointing out when things aren't fair. When they feel like things are unfair, they begin to cry and scream and let everyone know that some injustice has been done to them. In fact, it surprises me how many families, actually it doesn't surprise me, but how many families develop these systems to make sure things are fair amongst their kids. For example, if there's a piece of cake, one sibling is given the job of cutting the cake, and the other sibling gets the job of choosing the first piece. And the way that works is the cutter will be encouraged to cut the pieces as equal as they can. That way, it's fair. Another example I saw was a story of a dad who had two ice cream sandwiches, but three children. So what did the dad do? He ate two ice cream sandwiches. The things you do so you're not unfair. I'm sure he took one for the team there, right? And even though most of us are adults here, it's still frustrating to be treated unfairly. And a sense of unfairness is what makes this gospel lesson a little bit of a surprise. At first reading, it sounds unfair. The master of the vineyard has hired people throughout the day. And some at the beginning, some towards the afternoon, and some at the very last moment of the day. Yet the master pays each person the exact same amount. It does not matter how long they have worked in the fields. It does not matter how much work they have accomplished. The master is paying all of them the same amount. An amount that the master has promised each of his workers. What the master does doesn't seem fair. He's treating them all the same, even though they have not done the same work. On top of that, he pays them in an order where the most recently hired are to the first hired. He's making it obvious to the people that he hired first that he is going to pay the people that he hired last the same amount. He's not even trying to be sneaky about this. So I empathize with those workers who were hired first. And even though they are being paid the amount they are promised, a day's wage, they are being paid the same amount as the workers who worked less hours than them. As a result, the early workers are frustrated and they feel insulted. And it makes sense. How often do we talk about how much someone makes? How often do we judge someone's career path by the amount of money it makes? Money, salaries, can give us status. So when we feel like we're not getting paid enough, it hurts something. It hurts sometimes our sense of self-worth. And in ancient society, it wouldn't be that different. The people who were available to be hired at the beginning of the day are probably the better workers. The individuals, I mean, everybody's there. So you can pick from the cream of the crop. But the individuals who are hired at the end of the day, they're the workers who are the leftovers that nobody wanted to hire. Most likely the disabled and the weak. People who life has not been fair to. People who have been put at a disadvantage through circumstances outside of their control. These workers are unsure if they will be able to make enough for the day. And as they would see the day go by, their prospects of receiving a living wage would decrease. These last workers would scrape by. Not because of their lack of willingness to work, but because they would be considered unhirable. A situation that has to be terrible. Can you imagine living in fear that you would not be able to make enough money to survive? That's so scary. let alone if you add family members, children, spouses, parents to that household. But the kingdom of God is built on something different. It's built on a sense of vocation and equality. The idea that we all have a calling in this world. God has made us for particular jobs and activities. Jobs that do not make us higher than one another, but rather partners in this world. A place where people are paid a livable wage. And we can see the call for equality in that last verse. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And I was once reminded by Pastor Fink up in Columbia. This phrase is not about the last replacing the first, and the first becoming last. Rather, it's the idea that the last, the lowly, will be brought up to the first. They will be brought up from their lowly status so that everyone is at the same status. They are raised up. The kingdom of God is about building people up, bringing them up to a place where they will survive. It's a place built on God's grace instead of our own merits, but also a place where people are enabled. Martin Luther talked about every Christian having a vocation. In fact, each person having multiple vocations. Vocations being callings, such as being a sibling, a spouse, a parent, a neighbor. And even our jobs can be vocations. In fact, Adam is created in the book of Genesis to be a steward of the earth, to work the earth. And if we use Matthew's text to talk about our own salvation, we know that God offers us all the same gift. He offers us salvation not built on our own works, but on God's grace. We do not expect a better place in God's kingdom because of the work we do. Because there is no such thing as a better place. Rather, we're all invited into God's presence. The work we do, rather, is in response to God. And sometimes the work we do is a reward as well. It's a reward because it helps fulfill us now. Because the kingdom of heaven is not something we participate in so that we can receive some reward later. Rather, it's something we work towards because it's a calling for us. A calling that we do in response to God. And can actually be rewarding. Rewarding because it's doing something that we are called to do. It fulfills that purpose that we have been created for. And in God's kingdom, all people are welcome. All people are equal. And all people have a purpose and a hope that they will be fed. And while I may feel like someone is not worth the same amount as me, and I may feel like if they get paid the same as me, it's not fair. It speaks to a different reality. The reality is, I don't want to see anyone go hungry. Because at the end of the day, we are all God's children. Children who are gathered around a table to remember the Lord. And in that remembrance, we pray that all receive their daily bread. Amen.